right here on the phone. You know, I'm kind of partial to banjo players, and from Russell Moore in Third Time Out. I guess Russell's driving the bus. Is that what you got him doing, Steve?
He is. He's over here driving, and he's got poor traffic around him. You can shake a stick. We're on the beltway around Washington, D.C. right now. It seems like about every quarter mile is a wreck.
Well, I got
he's got a dance full.
Well, this is good. This works out well. I have Steve Dilling is on the phone here from Russell Moore in Third Time Out. And, you know, I like banjo players anyway, man. We were talking about that before we went on air. I'm cool with this. Tell Russell just keep on driving and, you know, keep it between the lines. He can, you know, that's okay. That's all right.
Well, you know Russell's a closet banjo player, don't you?
No.
He actually, I think that was one of his first jobs was playing banjo in a band. I always make reference on stage that he started on top and been going downhill ever since.
Now he's just a singer.
Yeah.
Well, I've already played three cuts from the new album, Russell Moore and Third Time Out. This is Timeless Hits from the Past, Bluegrass. And this is is it only available at Cracker Barrel and live shows? Is that how it's working, Steve?
Actually, Steve, it's only available at Cracker Barrel. Or you can go to the CrackerBarrel.com website.
Okay.
Or it's available for download from iTunes or Amazon.com.
Okay.
We're not allowed to carry them at live shows. That's part of the deal when you're doing the Cracker Barrel CD. That, you know, you have to go to Cracker Barrel to get it pretty much.
All right. Well, the reason I bring it up is even it's been out how long? How long we had this out?
This has been out just about a month now. It was released January 4th, I think, or 7th, I guess. Just a little over a month now.
And even though you can't buy it unless you go buy some pancakes somewhere, it's number one on the charts everywhere, isn't it?
It has been, yeah. They've been, it debuted at number one on Billboard, and it just found out this week it's the fourth consecutive week that it's been number one. So,
man, that's strong.
We're so happy. I think Cracker Barrel not only selling a lot of biscuits and gravy, they're selling a lot of CDs, so that's good to know.
Well, I was going to talk. I talked to you a little bit before we came on the air. What I love about this record, and just so you know, and everybody paying attention out there, this is Steve Dilling from Third Time Out. But Steve, so you know, in the first half hour of the show, I played three cuts. I played Big Spike Hammer just to get us back into that groove, and then Golden Ring with Sonia Isaacs, which I bet you Russell asked for that one.
I think you had a little influence.
All right. And then Only You, which is that doo-woppy street corner acapella thing you guys do live. You guys got songs from all over the place on this thing. How did you pick them out? That's what I'm curious about.
Well, these Cracker Barrel recordings, if you look back through them, they're all, there's a theme behind every one of them. And we had a few different themes to pick from, but the one everybody seemed to agree to was a theme of, like, songs that influenced us, you know, whether it was growing up or when you're learning to play or even after, you know, we've been in a band situation. And these are all songs we picked out that influenced each one of us. And, wow, I mean, it was so hard to narrow it down to 12 songs. We had so many that we could pick from, you know. We were doing an interview with Katie Daly this morning, and she said, sounds like there needs to be a volume two. You know?
There's an idea.
It was hard to yeah, we told her she could do the negotiation.
Well, so
what, yeah, that's kind of the theme behind it.
Do you go into this as a band effort? Do you kind of have like everybody has a pocket veto, or how do you get everybody's choices involved in this thing?
Well, there was really three sources that helped get it all together. Of course, the band, and then our management team, Moonstruck Management, and then Cracker Barrel had some input. Just like the song you just mentioned, Only You, you know, we've been doing that song since the mid-90s.
Oh,
we
had
it recorded on a CD we did back to Rounder many years ago, and it's been a mainstay. And we were doing it in a live performance one night, and Julie Craig, who heads up the Cracker Barrel Music, she heard us and she says, hey, I don't care what you do, but you've got to do that song.
Huh.
So there was input from all around, you know, to do it. And we narrowed it down to those 12 best we could.
Well, I've never heard. I've heard Larry Stevenson, I think, has a recorded version of that, but it's with instruments, and you guys just come out and wail on it.
Yeah, we wanted to do, when we originally did that song, worked it up, we wanted to do an acapella song that every acapella in the past we had done had always been a gospel song.
Right. Just,
there's nothing wrong with that, but we wanted to do something a little bit different and try to get the doo-wop with it, and man, it's been a great song for us.
It's strong, man. It comes right off the record, just like you're standing there live, and it's you nailed it. You nailed it.
Thanks.
You guys have been vocal group of the year, like what, 7, 8, 9, 10? You know, after a while Michael Jordan quit doing the dunk contest because he knew.
Yeah, we Nelson and IBMA, we had won that 7 consecutive years.
I knew that. I knew that.
Yeah, that was a big deal for us.
Well, either they name it after a third time out, or you guys got to quit and let some other young guy try to dunk a ball over his head every once in a while.
Well, yeah, we'll take either one, whatever they need to do.
Hey, listen, we were talking before we came on the air. There's as I look down here, you got Gentle on the Mind, Gentle on My Mind, you got Hartford, you got John Denver, you got Tulsa Time, which is a fun song. Mama Tried, there you're digging, yeah, with Merle Haggard. Now, when we came on the air, Steve, I said, man, somebody got bold and stood up and decided, by God, I'm going to get down there and go dig up that Dillard song that JD in the New South, you know, put on the map with the old home place. How'd that come about?
Well, that's a song that we played for years, just in warm up. Never did it on stage. Just always played it, you know, backstage, getting ready for a show, whatnot. And it's the song that, you know, pretty much anybody that plays bluegrass has, you know, over the last 25, 30 years is familiar with that, and that Rounder 0044,
oh, yeah,
record that JD did, and that song's influenced so many people as it had all of us. So it was just kind of we had to do that. And then we wanted to kind of pay tribute to JD getting off the road full time, you know, and it just seemed like the right thing to do. And lo and behold, we got his blessing. He heard the cut before it ever came out, and he cornered Russell and I off down at Myrtle Beach last Thanksgiving, and just really was so proud that we recorded it. Even though it's not his song, but it's kind of a signature song.
Oh yeah, I mean,
more people identify with JD than they do the Dillards,
right? Know? Right.
And so that was a big deal to us to get his blessing, and he was just, you know, so kind about it, and we're proud of the cut we got on. We did it the same key. We didn't try to do the basic same arrangement. Of course, we had a fiddle instead of a dobro on there, but you know, we're happy with the cut we got on it, and it got his blessing. So, but you're right, it took some guts to do that. That's true.
Well, you nailed it. I figure if you're going to go down there and do it, you better do it right, first of all.
Yeah, and when we've all enjoyed. We've been kicking off some of our sets with that song, and you know, so it's fun to get to do on stage these days, you know, because with the New South not playing full time, you know, there's not a national band out touring really doing that song, so yeah. We kind of maybe take it over and keep paying tribute to JD.
Well, you know, he's a college professor now.
He sure is.
He's got that doctor's degree. I wanted him to go to law school like me so he could get a Juris Doctorate. Then he could be JD, but that didn't work out.
Yeah. Well, I told him he's a doctor, and now he needs to get a PhD. He said, PhD, and I said, yeah, post-hole diggers.
Or it could be letter carrier. I don't know what the third letter would be, but...
Yeah.
Exactly. I remember when you took off that time and drove around delivering the mail.
Sure did. Yeah.
That's cool. That's neat.
I didn't laugh all of that.
No, you know, but he needed to clear some thoughts out and do some stuff and came back strong as ever. But anyway, this album is just it's just a blast, man. I mean, you go through the process and then you got to nail them just right. And like I said, the one before you came on was that doo-wop thing, which you do live. But man, oh man, that's just a great song, and all Tulsa Time and Mama Tried, and then you ended up with John and Mary, and you sneak Pam Tillis on there, and that's not a bad idea. That's just such a classic song by you guys.
It was, and that was another one song that Cracker Barrel had kind of asked us to recut again, and we wanted to
didn't mind recutting it, but we wanted to add something to it. And really, the only thing we could think, you know, to change it up a little bit was to add another vocalist in there. And Pam, we had met her. She's, you know, a friend of ours and was a fan of the band, and just seemed like a logical choice to do it. And she came in and, as Russell said, knocked a home run on it. So we're proud to have her a part of it.
Yeah. Well, you guys are, where are you running to now? I know you're in the van or the bus and you're stuck somewhere in traffic.
We're in the bus. Yeah, we're actually headed to a show in Northern Virginia tonight. We were over in Washington, D.C. this morning for a deal with WAMU over here. So we're headed to load in and sound check for the gig now.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. Listen, I asked you a favor before we came on the air. The band is going to be down at Woodsong's Old Time Radio Hour, that live radio show down in Lexington on the 25th of February. Michael Jonathan, who you know and who puts all that together, has gives me tickets to give out to certain events that are kind of bluegrass. So I got three sets of tickets to give out, and I thought, you know, I'm going to have you on the phone. I just want you to identify, let's just say, your favorite cut on this new album, the Bluegrass album. And then what I'll do is I'll have the first three people that email me at the email address I've given out, they'll get a set of tickets to run down there and see you guys on the 25th. So the question is, you want to do it as your favorite cut on the album? That's fine. You want to do that one?
Yeah, that's great with me.
All right, and the answer,
and it is definitely my favorite cut, for sure.
Well, and that cut is the old home place, isn't it?
The old home place.
Exactly. Oh, man. That's such a great tune. You know, we all try to learn that on banjo, and we've all tried to do it on stage. And but, man, that album and pulling one from that, you guys, you reached down and you did it right, and the whole album is just right on that solid. You went wherever you wanted to go and picked stuff out and made it yours, and it's just such a great album. I've been playing it since it hit the door.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. We're proud of it. I mean, we're proud of all our recordings, but get to do something like this, and these are all songs that, you know, we never would have recorded any of these songs, you know, other than the two that we already had recorded. So it's been a treat to have this recording out and to be able to do these songs, and people really seem to enjoy them. So we're really proud of it. I really appreciate your kind words.
Hey, one more question from a banjo player to a real banjo player. What are you playing right now on stage?
I have an old Gibson Granada, 1934.
Oh, you get an old one? Why don't you get a new one? Give me that old one. Those things are just dusty.
Yeah, well, I have some new ones, too, that I play from time to time. But I have my old one with me this weekend.
All right. Well, I guess that's in case you drop it, don't matter. Is that it? You travel with
well,
the old
I hope,
one?
I hope we don't drop out. Because Russell said somebody asked him about his old, he has an old Martin Herringbone 38 model, D28. And he said, oh, you play that old guitar? And he said, yeah, I'm trying to save up my money to buy a new one.
Well, you know, if this record keeps doing good, maybe you guys can get some new instruments and let those old things, you know, go.
Hey, there you go. we'll hope and pray for that.
Hey, man, I'll let you go. I know.
We just hope we sell enough to pay for diesel fuel right now.
That's right. Just keep going. And you know what? If you make enough to buy another Granada, then you're doing pretty good.
Hey, there you go.
Hey, Steve Dilling, thanks a lot for calling in, man. Anytime, don't be a stranger, and thanks so much for taking your time. I know you guys are busy behind this album and chasing from one place. I really do appreciate the time, and I want to let you get back to resting and putting your thoughts together for tonight.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on your program, and we appreciate you playing our music and supporting it.
We will do it, and tell Russell, you know, just drive safe, man. If he's driving, which he ain't driving, is he really driving?
Yeah, he's driving. Yeah, our driver drove all night last night, so he's kind of rested a little bit. Before we get off, I wanted to say a big howdy and send out best wishes to Gary Strong.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Steve. Well, thanks for having me on
the
program.
Steve, anytime, man. Call back whenever you guys are nearby or just want to chat for a while. Thanks a lot, man.
Okay, man.
All right. Bye. There's a nice Steve Dilling tuning in. You know, Russell Moore's behind the wheel, and that's cool. They need to get from one. Well, they're so busy. This album is just taking them everywhere, and I know they're nonstop. I have to tell you, this whole concept of having them call in this week only happened this week. Last part of the week, I thought, geez, I got these tickets to give away to the Woodsong show. Wouldn't it be great if I could snag one of them to call in so we can kind of give away those tickets like we did? And That's neat. They're on the bus going from one place to the next. Busy working band, and that's a fine, fine band. And I hope you enjoyed the cuts. We might get back to a few more cuts from that Russell Moore and Third Time Out Cracker Barrel label release. Just came out, Timeless Hits from the Past, Bluegrass. It's ED, Bluegrass, and they did Bluegrass them.